So for some odd reason, I went to Walmart yesterday. Didn't do it on purpose. Did it because I had to. Sometimes you go to Walmart because you have to. You know, they have everything in the store. I'm familiar with the aprons with that logo, and I'm sure what that logo is. Is that like a flower or design? What the hell is that thing? I went to Walmart, and as I've said so many times on the show, I had to go home first and change into my bad, grungy clothes, because you don't walk into Walmart wearing any kind of a suit or any kind of pressed or iron clothing. They'll throw you right out like you don't belong. You have to look like you just woke up and you haven't taken your pajamas off yet and you haven't showered in 3 years. You must look like that. Otherwise, you will not be admitted. But that's not my point. I've been through this deal before. I purchase a couple of small items and I put them in the shopping cart and I wheel them up to the cashier, to the checkout. The cashier is very, very friendly. Did you find everything you were looking for? I said, okay, is this a line that is printed in every customer service manual? Because they say that to me at the supermarket. They say that to me everywhere that I go. Did you find everything you're looking for? That is becoming very old, very mechanical, very robotic. You don't care if I found everything I was looking for. And if I said to you, I didn't find everything I was looking for, you'd probably say, well, that's a shame. So anyway, so I put my items on the conveyor belt, like at some Lucille Ball chocolate factory scene here, and the cashier scans my stuff. Used to be cashiers used to have to punch the price in, you know, onto the cash register. Cash register, you don't even know what that is, do you? They don't make them anymore. You don't even know what that is, do you? You just had to punch it in, you know, like you were dialing a number on a telephone. Now they just scan it. Boop, boop. That's all they do. Like, you know, what's the training involved with that? I don't know how to check out an item. How do I do that? You take the item and you put it over this piece of glass. And there's your training. Have a good day. And if you have trouble, just hit the little switch. Your light will blink and somebody will come over like, you know, and help you out. Or isn't there, don't you have some electronic Bluetooth system where I'm having trouble to register and no, you have to have a blinking light. It's we're using the ships at sea kind of signaling device here. Well, I thought that ships had like two-way radios and stuff like that to communicate. Yeah, it's not even that good. It's like a ship's at sea. It's like smoke signals. We blink the light and we hope that somebody sees it and comes over and tries to help us out. Other than that, we have no way of contacting Earth. So there's your training. You take the item, slide it over the glass, it'll beep, and it's pretty much have a good day. Put the apron on. Now you're a Walmart employee. But here's the part that really bothers me, and I know it bothers you because I know you. They take the item that you just purchased, that they just beeped, and all of a sudden, they open up a Walmart bag, put the item in the bag, but that's not all. The bag is on a carousel. What? A carousel. What? Are there horses on it? Almost. It's a spinny device, like a Lazy Susan, and they fill up the bag, and they move the carousel around to where you're standing. That's what they do. Who came up with this carousel of product thing? What the hell is that about? Because each and every time I go to Walmart, and I know this happens to you too, I always say to the cashier, okay, do I have everything? Because you put the two or three bags on that carousel, I don't know if I missed something on the carousel. There have been times where I've left and I've said to myself, wait a minute, I think I should have three bags, not two. I go back and my old bag's still on the carousel. Why are the things I just bought taking a ride on a carousel? Why don't you just put them in a bag and give them to me and I'll put them in my cart and we'll be done with this? Why must the product take a ride in a circular motion? What's up with that? I don't know any other store that has a carousel. It's the most inefficient, most ridiculous method of getting the product to the customer without touching the customer. I always have to go through this process in my mind. Did I get everything? Is everything? Did I get all the bags on the transportation wheel here? What is with you Walmart people? Cut out the carousel crap, will you? Carousel? What? Who invented this? Customers hate it. They all hate it. Now, I know there are more pressing things going on in the world with what's going on in Tokyo. Oh, you don't know what's going on in Tokyo? Great. Great. Will you please just follow the news a little bit? Please, so you know what's going on in the world. Do you know who the president is? Oh, my God. I've got to tell you a story if you don't know who the president is.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much. You're really something. You're really something else. Welcome to the program. It's Ron Van Dam Show. We do this every single freaking weekday. I've been doing this for 30 years now. Can you believe that? I've been doing this longer than you've been breathing. Yeah. And I'm not talking about a medical condition. Before you were alive, I was probably doing this. Not that I'm old. It's that you're really not that old yet. You're still young, so you have no concept of time. I started this back in 1989, to be exact, on the radio. I did a morning talk show for a radio station, a Boston Providence radio station. At least they thought they were. They were. And I did the morning show from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m., 3 hours of incessant Van Dam every single weekday. And it was crazy, man. It was a freaking crazy thing. And here's the problem with that for 30 years for me. I always had to know what was going on in the world. Wow, that's awful. It's been the bane of my existence. You don't even know what the word bane means, do you? It's been very, very difficult being aware of everything. It's damage that is done to your brain that you can never, ever recuperate. It's every news item has gone through my system, and I've talked about this before as well. I think that the real luxury of life is being stupid. I just really do. Oh my God, what a miracle and gift it is to be stupid, where you can't comprehend anything. You have absolutely no appetite to know what's going on around you. Things are being thrown at you like giant turds, and you just don't even realize they're being thrown in your direction and hitting you in the ass. You have no concept whatsoever. What a luxury that is. You don't understand what a luxury it is to be stupid. What a luxury it is not to know what's going on around you. Now, I would never want to live like that. But it's a luxury nonetheless. And I know people like this. I wouldn't call them friends. I just say it's a system of pity, really, where I will tell them about something that Trump did or something that's going on in the world, and they actually look at me and say, "What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't know that." You don't read a newspaper? No. When you go online, you just send pictures of food, right? Yeah, that's all I do. and I talk to my friends and we pose in front of cameras. And that's it for the internet. Sometimes I'll look up a website to see if somebody is living or dead. Wow. That's your life? Yes. And it's really quite a peaceful one at that. You know, it probably is. It probably is. You've chosen peace over knowledge. I don't know anymore. It is confusing. I don't know which is better. All I know is that damn carousel at Walmart drove me crazy. And the other thing, which I've also talked about, I've been doing this for 30 years. I've talked about everything. Maybe you just missed it. After you buy your stuff at Walmart, oh, are you back at the Walmart thing? Yeah, I am. They have a person at the door like it's Costco, a person who actually checks your package in your bag to make sure that you didn't shoplift anything. Seriously? You've got a Walmart employee at the door checking my bag because you think I shoplifted something from Walmart? Well, people do, apparently. And I guess they've had problems with that at various Walmarts where people actually go into... If you're going to cheat a store, you should really go into it like a Gucci store or something that's with really expensive items. To do it at Walmart, I guess it's survival. I guess, you know, I suppose. I don't know. I find it somewhat insulting. I do. And I've never really said what's on my mind. Because you can't in life. You know, in life, you can't say everything that's on your mind. A, they'll put you away in a hospital for mental evaluation. Or B, someone will smack the shit out of you because you insulted them. You can't say everything that's on your mind, or you can ruin somebody else's life, and I don't think that's your purpose. You can't say everything that's on your mind. You can't, you can't, you can't. I don't care who you are. I don't care what kind of Christian you think you are. You cannot say everything that's on your mind to somebody else. You will ruin every relationship you ever had, have, or prospectively may achieve. You will live like a hermit. You'll live like a gopher, like a hedgehog in a hole. No one will deal with you. You can't be that honest. You can't. Don't lie, but don't be so forthcoming. Filter this thing. It's called a filter. Cars have it. There are oil filters, air conditioning systems, heating systems have filters. Even cigarettes have filters. Not all of them, but almost all of them. And people need to have filters more than even cigarettes do, because people are toxic as well. So I felt like saying to this Walmart person who was at the door checking my bag, because they immediately think I'm dishonest, and well, they should. But my immediate response would be, what the hell do you think you're doing? You don't trust me? Have I ever broken your trust? I make more money in 10 seconds than you do all week. Ron, you can't say that. I know. I know you can't. So I don't. Donald Trump has taught me something. By the way, again, if you don't follow the news, he's the guy that's currently president. Could be a woman, but it's not. If we were doing popular vote stuff, it would be a woman. And I guarantee you that phrase, what have you got to lose, would now be applicable and Clinton would be president. I don't know how great a country this would be with Hillary Clinton president, but I know how rotten and destructive the country is with Trump as president, and if you don't know that, start reading a paper. I don't even want to talk about him. I don't even want to talk about him. I don't. I don't even want to talk about him. He doesn't exist to me. He doesn't exist. I've never felt this way about the leader of a nation in the free world like such a destructive, ridiculous, brainless individual. And it's your fault. It's your fault. Mm-mm-mm. And the fact that this guy is still president is your fault as well, because you do nothing about it. Anyway, hi. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. I have been doing this a little while, longer than you have, which is probably not at all. And did you get your free ferret in the mail yet?
As a special surprise thank you, everyone listening to the Ron Van Dam Show today will receive a free photograph of Ron holding a ferret. Yeah, we don't know why he's holding a ferret either. But he's the boss. So there's the ferret. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
We have a guest coming up a little bit later in the program, which will delight you to no end. Yesterday, I went to I live in the Boston area, thank you very much. I went to a place called the Marshfield Fair. Every year they have this thing. They do this all over the country. Various towns, usually country-type towns, have fairs, but not necessarily country-type. I mean, it could be anywhere. Iowa State Fair is one of the biggest in the country. I've never been there. I don't know how to get to Iowa. I think you take a left. Other than that, I have no idea. There are maps. Don't care to look at them. So I went to this Marshfield Fair, and it was fun. It's a good time. What I enjoy most about the fairs is looking at the livestock. Not the dead stock, the livestock. The pigs, the cows, the horses. I enjoy communing with the animals. I'm like a Dr. Doolittle without the doctor part. I enjoy that. I really do. So I go to the fair and I'm walking around in the sweltering heat, feeling like I'm losing a lot of weight simply by sweating so much. My clothes are soaking wet and I haven't been swimming. It's hot. It's hot at the fair. So I'm walking around the fair and I'm having a good time. And one of the exhibits, this is kind of weird. I don't understand this. They have flowers, you know, people that have grown flowers, and they're on display. I don't know how they live in the sweltering heat, but they're on display. And I see all these people staring at flowers, and I say to myself, "Is this a thing? Is this something that people do? They stare at flowers." I think flowers are beautiful. It's not like you've never seen one before. Hey, guess what I did yesterday? I saw a flower up close. I didn't touch it. You're not supposed to touch them, but I saw one.
Really? Did you see it? What kind of flower was
it? It was purple.
Wow.
I know. I don't quite understand that. I've never really gotten off staring at a flower before. Some of them are magnificent and I assume quite rare, but at the same time, pretty. I'm not traveling all this distance to look at a flower, sorry. What do I do at the county fair? A beer and a hot dog. I'm sorry, that's what they're there for. Can I get a beer and a hot dog in other places? Of course. But a beer and a hot dog at a fair? Now we're talking. Now we're talking. I go into the men's room at the county fair or the town fair, whatever you call the thing. I go into the men's room and it's disgusting. There's urine all over the place. Ladies, I don't know if you've ever been in a men's room at a facility like that. It's absolutely disgusting. It's like someone walked in and just started peeing all over the walls. Every man that can't aim the penis goes to a fair bathroom. That's where they all go. They all go there. For some reason, when you're walking around at a town fair, county fair, you lose your ability to pee in a particular location. So it's just disgusting in there. It really is. It's just men are disgusting. When it comes to bathroom habit, men are disgusting. I don't know why, but they are. It's just no one taught us that much as far as that's concerned. Women walk into these luxurious powder rooms, not even called ladies' rooms, they're powder rooms, with big makeup mirrors and beautiful stools and drapes, and perfectly customized stalls with all kinds of contraptions and paper that you put on the seat so you don't contract diseases and stuff. It's just really immaculate in there. Women don't pee on the floor. They just don't. They just don't. It's a code. You just don't. They're immaculate for the most part. I guess they're. I've not been in ladies' rooms a lot. I used to manage a movie theater and a couple of stores when I was younger, my first jobs, and we had ladies' rooms, and I went in there to clean them up or to, you know, make sure everything was cool, and they're immaculate. Men's rooms, ooh, they don't care. Oh, they do not care at all. At all. They don't care. you know, usually there's a sign, employees must wash their hands before you go back to work. In the men's room, they don't even bother. And the thing, it ain't going to happen anyway. Sign isn't going to make a male employee wash their hands, I guarantee you. So this place is filthy. There's just pee all over the place. And I'm on my way out, and there's a guy sitting in a chair on a stool next to a little coffee table. And on the table is a big bucket, and it says, thank you. I don't know what you're thanking me for. Am I supposed to pee in the bucket? Apparently not. There are dollar bills in this bucket. I guess the inference there is that I peed in your urinal as best I could. So I need to put a dollar in the bucket, like the guy sitting on the stool actually did anything. I assume that at various intervals during the day, the guy sitting on the stool next to the bucket gets up and cleans the bathroom as best he can, only to have it peed upon within 5 minutes again. But for some reason, because I use their urinal, this is like a pay toilet thing now. And so I put a dollar in there because I am part of the social conundrum. I see a pail with dollars in it. I don't want to be left out. So I put a dollar in there. It was a very expensive pee that I took. And the guy looks up to me and he says, thank you. And I felt like saying, for what? Why are you thanking me? What did you do? What did I do? I was the one who peed. And the guy's thank you for using my bathroom. Thank you for, what are you thanking me for? You assume he would say, did you find everything you were looking for? That would make more sense, to be honest with you. But not the case. All right. Our guest is coming up in just a second, so hold on.
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel in the schmear, but you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dancers. These girls are so nice, you'll plots, and they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her, so live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
How you doing, Amy?
I am great. How are you?
I'm great. Amy E. Goodman joins us now. She's a fashion and lifestyle expert, actually quite a popular one, and we're talking about getting your wardrobe ready for the fall, which I understand is coming up rather soon.
It's just shocking, isn't it? I really don't know what happened to summer. And it always seems to just creep up on us, and just, it's frightening, really.
It is frightening. The older you get, the faster it comes around. But on the other hand, the fall is kind of my favorite season, and I know probably for the fashion industry, that's pretty exciting as well.
I do. I'm with you. I do love fall. I love summer. I love fall too.
Yeah.
And it's an exciting time. There's lots of amazing trends to enjoy, and that helps us ease into the season with grace, I think. And part of that is finding ways that really work with our budget to enjoy all these wonderful fall fashions. I definitely agree with you. And part of that process too is I happen to really, really love secondhand shopping. I've always been a secondhand shopper. And because I think it really does extend the wallet and gives you more bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. And there is a way to get an incredible fall wardrobe for under $200 by shopping secondhand at sites like ThreadUp.com.
Okay. So it's one thing to buy things secondhand and to get some good deals. It's another to know actually what you're looking for. What is in style? What is available at a secondhand situation?
Oh, for sure. I love a lot of staples to kind of get you through the season, and then also peppering that with some top trends as well, and mixing and matching. And part of that is shopping your favorite brands and getting all the styles for less at the aforementioned site. So I have before me a foundation of denim to start.
Okay.
There's so many denim trends that are really fun to play with this season. So look for flared denim, embroidered denim, denim that even has been painted upon, all very artistic. The one I have as my example is from Rag and Bone. It's high-waisted. So high-waisted remains a trend this season, and it's only $30, a $30 piece of denim, which you're going to wear time in, time out. With the next thing I have with me, it's a chunky sweater. This is from Club Monaco. It is $33.99. So when you're looking at your chunky sweaters, look for some interesting detailing. This one's a little bit cropped, so not, even though it tends to be, you know, heavier because it's chunky, this one is cropped, so it's actually lighter than most. Has some braiding detail on it, a mock neck. So these are some fun details. Then next is a fall dress. I love dresses and the transitional ones from summer to fall. What you want to look for is a great fall print. This is a kind of a rustic red color, a leopard print, which is a muted print, and a fabrication that's slightly weighted so that it's a little bit heavier as you go into the fall season to keep you warm, and it's nice and long as well. And the sleeves will also get longer and longer as the season gets chillier. Now, with all this, that dress is only $25.99, again, shopping secondhand. With all the money that you've saved on the clothing, you have room for accessories. So the boots this season are to die for. They're all different heights. You have ankle boots, mid-calf boots, over-the-knee boots. The one I have before me is a Chelsea boot, so it's kind of a slightly higher than an ankle boot. And this is from Cole Haan, $275, but you can get it for $75. That's a $200 savings, and they look like new. And then you have also still room for a purse. And this is a leather bag from Christian Siriano, $150 normally, but you're only paying just under $35. And that rounds you out for your $200 fall wardrobe.
Wow. What about items that you would wear every day? Are they also available through that, some of the standard items?
Oh, absolutely. From shirts to pants, from sweaters to skirts. The site has something for everybody, and literally ThreadUp.com is the world's largest online thrift store. To give you some background, they have all the brands that you know and love, plus thousands of others, and at crazy, crazy amazing price points. So I happen to be wearing more of a designer brand right now. It's called Alice and Olivia. It's normally $330, I think, and I paid $43. Okay. I think what's so attractive about this is that anytime that you go, you can save up to 90% off retail prices. So, yes, you're going to find the staples, as you had asked about, but also at these prices that are so attractive for, you know, anybody who is looking to save money. And secondhand is also so friendly for the environment. It's wallet friendly, it's environmentally friendly, it's keeping clothes out of landfills, we all can feel really good about this type of shopping. Amy, and they have everything from Gap to Gucci.
Now, what about people that might say, well, I'm wearing a secondhand clothes, there must be imperfections involved, there must be a little rip here and there. Not necessarily the case, right?
Well, no, everything gets looked at and tested. They take care of everything on the site. They pull clothing in and they take a look at it. If it doesn't meet their quality of standards for placing it up for sale, then they gently push it on to charitable recycling, recycling. So it all goes to good purposes, and that is something that is also we can feel really, really great about. So, no, everything... And also, you know, the designer handbags do get verified so that you can make sure that you're getting what you are purchasing.
Oh, it sounds like even more taken care of more than even just in a regular store. That's pretty cool. Okay. So now, once again, how do we get on to this and take a look at these items? Where do we go?
Oh, yeah. Definitely check out ThredUp.com so you can begin your fall shopping right away. And not only do they have women's clothing, but you can buy some things for the kiddos, too. They have a full range of children's clothing from, you know, Gap Kids to Children's Place to Crew Cuts. So it's a great way to stock up and save for back-to-school shopping, too. Even if kids have already gone back to school, obviously they have things year-round.
Well, you still have to change your wardrobe.
Right.
Now, what about, now, I'm a guy. I don't know if you know this, but I'm a guy, and that'd be nice if they could maybe someday stretch into the men's area.
Well, I think that I'm going to take note of that and definitely pass that along to the site.
Because men's clothing is pretty damn expensive. You buy like a jacket or a suit, you're talking about like taking out a second mortgage.
Yes.
That's true.
Definitely noted. I'll
Thank
pass
you
that
so
along.
Much, so much. Do I get a percentage if they actually start doing that?
Well, we'll have to talk later.
Okay. She's Amy E. Goodman. And once again, it's ThredUp, ThredUp. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because that's spelled a little different. So it's ThredUp.com. Check it out. Can't go wrong. Can't hurt to take a look. Hey, Amy, thank you so much for the great ideas.
Oh, always so much fun. Have a wonderful
Great.
Shopping journey.
Thank you. You take care. All right. Bye-bye. There you have it for today. Another one in the bucket, in the pail. Put a dollar in, will you? I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I don't know if you're going to be here or not, but I hope you do show up because I'll be waiting for you. As a matter of fact, I won't start it without you. How about that? Make you feel a little guilty. Read a newspaper, will you, please? Until then, I wish you peace.